Good Sunday morning and welcome to Mind the Gap comedy show. Well, Monday to Friday, I try to the best of my ability to be serious, but Sunday, all the guardrails are off because the whole essence of my Sunday show is about just, you know, sarcasm and me making fun of pretty much everyone. Short, fat, white, black, gay, straight, I don't care. If you don't have, you know, if you don't have a sense of humor, that's on you. It's not on Eagle FM, it's not on me. Your heart attack is, it's completely your fault if it's emanating from, what is said on Eagle FM on Sunday from 11 to 1. Now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about, how proud I am as of this morning. Actually, it started last week. As of, this morning at, I'm so proud of the fact that I've never been this proud of being a Kavango. You know, I know there are some, there are some regions and some tribes that were showing off that they are the only ones that have been on Al Jazeera, but you all, in case you haven't been following what's been going on in Rundu, we also, by we, I mean Kavangos and Runduans, we've also been, we're also featured on Al Jazeera. Although our documentary is a little short compared to the one we all know, and ours is also more entertaining. Because if you look at the Fishrot Al Jazeera documentary, it's just a bunch of guys sitting around the table, talking verbosity. It's too official, guys. And my people in Kavango was like, you know what? This is boring. Let's give Al Jazeera something more, entertaining. Now, our documentary, short though it may be, features a very nice shopping mall. And we basically, at this point, Mr. Price, you owe the entire Kavango East region. Thank you for that interesting public relations. That guy that decided to go full Spider-Man. Now we can make fun of him because he's getting better. He's getting better. And let's wish him, a good health. But we all know that the police are not wishing him, freedom. And that's, I believe it's something that we should actually start considering before, doing something that's against the law. At some point, I came across a video of one girl that made a very good point about crime. The point she made was, can the government, she's American, I believe, and which I think, I feel like we should introduce that the world over. Can every government on this planet please just introduce prison to us? Just free prison to us. Every year, you transport people from, you give people free tours. Like, this year, everyone in, take for example, in Kavango East region, we are going to visit holding cells and prisons, and we're going to take everyone, we'll just buy, government buses, and then put them, put people on the, on a bus, and then take them to Oluno, for example, so that they can look at what awaits those that commit crimes. Because it looks like a lot of these guys are finding out that, boy oh boy, being behind bars is not a joke. And that's why they're planning their escape. If someone should have introduced them to this environment before, I think a lot of them would have reconsidered committing whatever crime they committed. So I totally agree with that lady. Government, please introduce prison to us. A lot of people are running around speaking broken Afrikaans with okapis threatening people because they don't know what awaits them after they carry out that stick. And they are very gangster. Everyone is gangster in the street. With broken Afrikaans, everyone is gangster. Until you find out that when you go behind bars, if you are going to speak Afrikaans, formal Afrikaans is required for you to explain what you did to the judge. No, formal official Afrikaans. And if you are going to speak English, formal English is required for you to communicate with the judge. It's either that or you have to speak through an interpreter. Now, with all due respect to all the interpreters out there, now, some of the guys that are running around with the copies are really stupid, because a lot of them will start basically staking everyone. One of you is going to stake the interpreter's relative. Now, how good do you think that interpretation is going to be? The judge will ask you one question. Actually, the judge will just ask you, well, what is your name? And you will answer, okay, my name is Helmut Mahongo. Now, the interpreter will be like, judge, this idiot just insulted you. Unbelievable. These children of these days, respect finito. And you're going to go to jail. Now, I believe prison tours would be a brilliant idea. Because if people knew what, you know, what they would face after committing a crime, I don't think they would be planning on escaping after they are in a holding cell or prison. Because if you are planning on escaping, that means you were not fully aware of what awaited you behind that your very gangster-ish exterior stick. Because once a lot of these guys, I believe, find themselves behind bars, then they realize that there are actually bigger gangsters in there than them, who turns them into a sweetheart, just like that. That's actually why I'm a law-abiding citizen. One thing I like about the 21st century is the freedom it comes with, especially the freedom that comes with the intimate type of relationships. Now, I know it's a Sunday, but it's a comedy show. Let's go. Now, there are a lot of people that decide to be a virgin for the rest of their life. Now, those people are called nuns and, brothers. Now, the virginity part of that space, especially on the large spectrum, is very debatable, but at least that's the general belief, that the people that decide, you know what, I'm never going to get laid for some reason for the rest of my life, can never be me. Now, the thing is, we respect those ones. They put on those very long dresses, and some of them are smoking hot. Why they would do that is beyond me. That's very selfish. If I run into an ugly nun, then I don't have a problem with that. Well, sure, go ahead. But when I run into a hot one, I'm like, that's the most selfish thing you can do. It's the same thing that comes in my head every time that I run into a hot lesbian. I'm like, what the heck were you thinking? You want that smoking hot physic generation to end with you? What kind of nonsense is that? I know a couple of my friends that are listening that will call after this. What is wrong with you? Everything comedy-ish. Moving on. Now, there are those that decide not to get laid for the rest of their life. We respect those ones. There are those that decide to, to go full homosexual. Yeah, like, sure, you do you. Now, there are those of us that decide to go full heterosexual. And also respect us, by the way. Now, the thing is, most of those, most of those of us that decide to go heterosexual, we have one thing, one characteristics that defines most of us, not all of us, I've been told, because I brought this up with some of my homies, they're like, hey, not all of us, I'm like, okay, you know what, too much information. Most of us, our goal is to be, sexually active in the front and die a virgin in the rear end. That's the goal. Now, I'm told when if you find yourself behind bars, virginity you want to preserve, the one in reverse gear. Yeah, that's not gonna last very long. Now, that's why I'm a law-abiding citizen, because look, at least take me out on a date. Except behind bars, they don't have dates. They just go straight to the point. Whether I like it or not, at least that's what what we're told. That's why the biggest debate, especially that's going on in the legislations that governs the correctional services, should they be provided with condoms or not? Now, providing them with condoms is acknowledging that, you know what, heterosexual type of relationship, and I don't think you can even call, homosexual type of relationships are condoned. But here's the thing. I don't think, you know, 90% of what takes place behind bars can even be described as a relationship. Yeah, that's not a relationship. Nope. 90% of them are, well, coercive, not consent. Most of them, you can imagine, are coercive. So that also, comes, hinders the debate of whether or not people, people that are confined, aka behind bars, should be provided with protections, aka umbrella, but for reproduction. That's another big problem. So that means you'd basically be supporting rape. Any kind of relationship, hetero, homo, if it's based on consent, go nuts. But if it's not based on consent, hetero or homo, bad idea. So, it sucks to be the government, especially the ones that makes, that's in charge of legislations regulating or governing the correctional facilities in Namibia. Boy, oh boy. Can only imagine. I believe one job that should be reserved for women only is correctional service officer for prisons, for female prisons. Leave that to women, please, please.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Welcome back. Now, why am I saying that correctional service officials or correctional service officers to women prisons must be left strictly to women? Well, okay, either women or guys that are gay, yeah, just send them there because they prefer the other gender. That's not their gender preference. Now, when you are employing correctional officers, to male prisons, okay, you can employ lesbians in that direction because they also swing a different way. Now, why am I saying especially when it comes to women? Especially when it comes to women prisons. Don't send men there, especially if, point of correction. Don't send straight men there. Guys, I don't care what position you are in. I mean, as in job position, not that kind of position. Now, anyway, like work position. I don't care what kind of position you are in. Bottom line, you are a man. And our weakness, which brought the downfall of Daniel, which brought the downfall of Simpson, which brought the downfall of Solomon, the wisest men on earth fell because of that. So, which brought the downfall of David? You know how David is described in the Bible? A man after God's own heart. If David, the man after God's own heart, fell, who am I, common man? And now, how on earth am I supposed to survive what David, the man after God's own heart, what Solomon, the wisest man to live on earth, Abraham, the father of faith, and Solomon, the wisest man, and Simpson, the strongest man. These guys fell, man. Who the heck are you? That means you'll just see someone in a prison uniform. And I've seen a couple of videos coming out of the ladies' correctional facilities. Those women are hot. The thing is, as I have pointed it out, as I pointed out several times here, straight men. I'm straight, so I can only talk more about straight men. Straight men has two heads. One up, one above his shoulder and one below his shoulder. Now, 90% of the times, okay, 111% of the time that my gender gets into trouble, especially when there's a female involved, for those of us that know the psychology knows that the head above his shoulder was not thinking when he made this mistake. It was the head below his shoulder that was thinking. And the head below his shoulder have never in the history of mankind have made, never has it made a good decision apart from the continuation of the human species. Outside of that, that head has never made a good decision. Not for Solomon, not for King David, not for Father Abraham, not for Simpson. Now, these are the big guns, especially in the Christian faith. And you think, no, just come over, we'll just watch a movie, you know, and pray, nothing will happen. Yeah, right! Nothing will happen. Next thing you know, you're both being kicked out of church because you knocked each other up. Now, my question is, what the heck were you thinking? Nothing will happen to something that brought the downfall of Simpson? I want to emphasize something that brought the downfall, in terms of temptation of Father Abraham. Are you telling me you're better than Father Abraham? Now we'll just watch a movie and read the Bible and pray. You know what? I'm very strong in faith. Yeah, no. Count me out of that. That's why every time a church sister tells me, can I come over? I'm like, no, please don't. No, you know what? I trust you like a brother. I don't. Yeah, you trust me like a brother. I don't. Ladies, one point here I have to correct before I go for my theme song. Guys, this whole thing of I love you like a brother. First of all, that's absolute nonsense. Here's the thing. I have five sisters. And they have been a pain in my neck my whole life. What makes you think I want to add to that statistics? And also, if I'm going to have a sister that is coming from a very smoking hot sister from a different tribe or race. Did I mention I'm straight? Because there is no way that's happening unless I'm gay, which I'm not. Now, I love you like a brother. Yeah, right. Look, if I wanted a sister, I would have asked my parents. So, believe me, you and I are close for a reason. And that's the reason, again, I can go over all over this over and over again. That's the reason why Solomon fell. That's the reason why, the only man to survive that trip. One man, just one, Joseph. Joseph, even though it can be argued that. Look, when I read the story of Father Abraham, King David, Simpson, Solomon, and how they all trip and fell in the name of that marvelous creation called a woman, and I read the story of Joseph, I can't help but ask myself, what type of flag was Joseph having on his house, especially around June? Because I have so many questions. Because it's not every day that we run away from. Okay, look. We call it an opportunity. Opportunity knock. When it comes to getting laid, the standard belief, especially when it comes to my gender, the straight ones, is keep the door open so that opportunity doesn't have to knock. Now, let's return back to clean mind. Correctional facility, guys. The correctional service. Oh, that's the, obviously, Ministry of Home Affairs. Ministry of Home Affairs. Do you guys fall under that category? Ministry of Home Affairs and safety and security. You guys fall under that. Because you don't fall under defense. That's for sure. Now, introduce prison tours. Prison tours. Not to take prisoners on a tour. Not that kind of tour. To take people, especially the youth. Give them a wonderful tour so that they can visit these different holding cells and different prisons. Just make sure they are as safe as possible for, you know, for non-convicted visits. You know, just to show them what type of food is eaten and what type of accommodation areas and what's going on. I'm telling you, a lot of these youth that are running around speaking broken Afrikaans, singing Exaliostik like it's a national anthem, they would convert to Christianity. They would join the choir the next day. The day they will come back from that tour, they will join a choir. Why? Because now they know what awaits them if they break the law. The thing is, we don't do that. And because of that, a lot of them are only finding out the conditions, psychological, physical, and sexual, behind bars when they have already broken the law. And at that time, the reverse gear is broken. You can't come back from that. So, prison tours, we should really look into that. If you want people to appreciate their health, make them visit the hospitals. If you want to appreciate your health, visit a hospital. Just visit a hospital. We tend to take things for granted. You are healthy, you don't have any ache, you don't have any pain. And it's very easy to take things that we have for granted. Which is why, a guy will just chase his crush for 10 years. And after getting her 5-10 months down the line, he's already bored. He's already, taking him for granted and all that. And ladies, you do the exact same thing. There's this trend that was going on TikTok last year about teenagers dressing up their moms, in their outfits. A very decent outfit. I'm straight, so of course I'm gonna call it decent. Here's the thing. These ladies were just wearing a shitenge the whole time, and they look like what a typical mother would, a mother of a teenage girl or boy. And then they wore the outfit of their teenage. Holy cow! Mummies were shining brighter than diamonds and their teenage daughters. Right. So, I think the painful part of most relationships is we become comfortable and actually stop trying. That's why we start seeing others outside the relationship shining, and we start, doing wahala outside. All you just have to do is upgrade the outfit. Because believe me, that trend is still on TikTok. Dressing up my mom like me. Not me. I can't dress up my mom like me. She's gonna look like a gangster. Which I think was, I think I'm gonna try that. It's gonna be cool. Just get a very awesome gangster outfit and a pair of Timberland boots. Oh, she's gonna murder me. My mom is very African. Actually, she's gonna use those boots to murder me. Yeah, she's capable of that. Now, theme song, and we continue from just shift away from Rundu. Shout out to Rundu, shout out to Kavango East. We made it to Al Jazeera, and like I pointed out, even though our documentary is short, but it's more entertaining because there's a shopping mall involved, and there's police officers involved, and there's a lot of climbing and jumping, unfortunately, involved. And fortunately, he survived, so we can make fun of him. Theme song break.
Lengan tamen no halong, maru samara rangi bani, mai noya ge que la guisa que está José Luasi de yo por el roquilí me llevo al mar y me llevo al labia que por lo que viene pudo mañana me llevo y no la nada mañana José Luasi de yo por el roquilí me llevo al mar y me llevo al labia que por lo que viene pudo mañana me llevo y no la nada mañana por lo masiva amada llevada por lo masiva por lo ñamayo por lo masiva por lo negro rumo lo yo por lo masiva ella se va aquí no por lo masiva y no hay rumo como por lo masiva no vamos a incitar por lo masiva y tiene la madre por lo masiva a rubos y huesos se fue yo por lo masiva señorada que dururore por lo masiva la mangue y mamare por lo masiva por lo masiva por lo masiva por lo masiva por lo masiva. Ela diga mais nossa mulher. Vai pro managuero, quere charon a ver o luxo lá. Que Miami já não vem mais show. Tangamo da one year com baigo. Neguinda viu e angaye ve. Pinturo e da e a lagera. Que é bela diane, bono lorere. Ela rio velo unha sini. Tampo ser o asida e o corero fili. Eche o armain, eche o alelaria. Epo lo que verne pugo mañana.
Cyber threats are no longer just an IT problem. They are a risk to our national security and the core of our economy. Join various leaders and industry stakeholders at the 3rd Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition, NICSC 2026, taking place from the 22nd to the 24th of April at Arabush Travelodge in Windhoek. Corporate early bird registrations close on the 31st of March. So register now at dstech.com.na. NICSC 2026. Securing Africa's digital future.
Welcome back after featuring my own region in a very, congratulating my own region for making it to Al Jazeera in a very, very short but straight to the point and very motivating and demotivating short Al Jazeera documentary. I'm proud to announce that we made it to Al Jazeera. Baby steps, people. I know when others appeared on Al Jazeera, it was because millions of dollars went missing from the country's coffers, and you know, iPhones. And it also involved, you know, iPhones with a lot of SIM cards. But you know, let's take it easy. We are going to be there. We will be there at that amount of money going missing because of you know, of people from my region. Hope you all have a sense of humor, because 6 years of pre-trial. Yeah, nope. I love my freedom. Thank you. Now, next. Next up, up next is some very awesome boxing match. Former. Look, I thought this year was going to be boring. It turns out it's not going to be boring. This is one of those reasons. Former world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury marked his latest return to the ring with a unanimous, point win over Makhmudov on Saturday. This is yesterday Saturday, before immediately challenging Anthony Joshua to Battle of Britain. Someone sent this guy a few videos of Jack Paul. Look, after the whole Jack Paul thing, what happened to Jack Paul's jaw? Look, I think the only punch that Jack Paul saw coming from Anthony Joshua is the first punch. The rest were blurry. Like, at this point, the last person I would be challenging to a fight would be Anthony Joshua. Yeah, nope. Not after the whole, like I said, I thought this year was going to be boring. Like, I'm looking forward to this fight. Because after the whole Anthony Joshua thing, Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua's fight, that was more of a comedy show than a boxing match. Because Anthony Joshua was smiling throughout. The same cannot be said for Jake Paul. Because, well, boy, oh boy. Like I said, I have every reason to believe the only punch that Jake Paul saw coming was the first one. The rest, he was just feeling the punches land. And then someone is challenging, you know, Anthony Joshua to a fight. Nine. Well, looking forward to it. I, for one, am looking forward to it. Which I think is cool. Yeah, you know. You know, Rundo seems to be busy these days. And I found something interesting again. Now, this one is about... okay. Look, I'm trying to find the right English to describe this. Government is moving ahead with plans to develop a commuter rail system linking Windhoek to Rehoboth and Katutura. Huh? Rail system running from Rehoboth to Windhoek that goes all the way to Tura. That's an interesting one. That's a very interesting one. Although, can we just extend it to Okahanja, please? Thank you very much. It turns out the whole, you know, we have already spent $13 million, not on construction, on a feasibility study. About $13 million was spent on a feasibility study. That's a fancy way of saying researching. And that feasibility study, they relax. It's just about 30-40% complete. Okay, $13 million for a feasibility study. My God, these things must be super expensive. That is 13% complete.
We look, but we don't judge. Okay, fine. You know what? We look and we call the judge. Serious. Yeah. Oh, it's Saturday. We don't do breaks that are not songs.
I'll roll up, shorty. I'll roll up. It's your anniversary, is near, and your man ain't acting right. So you packing your dummy air luggage up, calling my cell phone, trying to catch a flight. You know one thing straight, I'll be there, girl, whenever you call me. When you at home, that's your man. Soon as you land, you say it's all me. Cause shit ain't all G with him no more, you ain't entertained. Since I met you a couple months ago, you ain't been the same. Not saying I'm the richest man alive, but I'm in the game. As long as you keep it 100, I'ma spin his chain. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. If they don't know me, I can be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up.
I try to stay out your business, but on the rear, you're so obvious. And if you keep fitting me in your plans of fucking up, your man's gonna get on us. That white sand surrounding us, he be handcuffed and he should work for them officers. If you rolling, I got a spot where I can put you on this medical and send you home doctored up. You wanna ride with me cause you say that he boring. Wake up, you rolling weed, cooking eggs in the morning. Ain't scared to spend this money, I know I'll make more of it. First you was in the sky, now you say you're in orbit.
Whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. If they don't know me, I could be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up
in a Golf 2. That's the problem. It's gonna take me forever. So if you're my friend, that's something to put in mind. I'll roll up, but it's gonna be in a Golf 2, so it will take forever. So if you get yourself in a fight, by the time I arrive, you're gonna be dead. But I'll still roll up. Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about one interesting proposal that's coming from an association I did not know existed. I didn't even know was possible. So, how about introducing, in the very same way that we have government grants for orphans and vulnerable children and pensioners, how about introducing one for widows? Ladies, you guys always want us to be inclusive, but you are not being inclusive yourselves. Government grants for widows. You're supposed to say government grants for widows and widowers. We also lose spouses, you know. You can't just say government grants for widows. What about us? Correct it to government grants for widows and widowers. Then we'll support you. Because you did not include widowers, the best I can do is cook. But thank you very much for making it easy. Widows and widowers. That's a very simple spelling. And I would be supporting you. Now I can't. Because you did not inclusive us in your, well, now. I totally understand. So, cooking time. Erongo Widows Association. When you're going through pain, especially one that involves the loss of a loved one, you need company. So forming that association was a brilliant idea. Brilliant idea. Hey, gentlemen, gather around. We have an Erongo, we're in commerce. We have a commerce, we have a Commerce Widowers Association, right? We have a Kavango, Karas, Oshodonjupa, Widowers Association. We have this association world over. Because a company is needed after the loss of a loved one.
I can only imagine. Never been married, let alone lose a spouse. But I can imagine you will need all the company. You will need all the company you can get. So an association is an excellent idea. I'm not here to cook that. What I'm here to cook is the whole idea of telling the government to introduce a widow's, widow's grant. Like, just a widow's and widowers, guys. Seriously. Again, we all lose loved ones. And as much as society have been told you, what have been telling you, what kind of English is that? Have been telling you that, men are strong. Yes, men are strong, but you know who else is or are strong? Women. You all keep running around. This is strong and independent. So at this point, in the 21st century, we are both strong and weak all at the same time. So I really love the whole idea of a feminist. You guys rock. I don't care what anyone says, but you guys rock. The fact that you basically protested to work, that is an excellent idea. Now you're working, and then I have run, actually I have a lot of female friends that like to say, you know what, I was not, the whole strong and independent thing, please leave, count me out of it. I want to be a spoiled home princess. I'm like, really? You people still exist? I thought you all were protesting about, you know, being strong and independent and, you know, getting, you know, making your own money and like, and most of them often tell me, I wasn't part of that protest. Please leave me out of it. I still want to be a spoiled home wife. Like, okay, in the 21st century, you're going to have to find someone rich. The problem is most of the rich people, according to the Epstein files, weirdly prefer minors.
Ritava zende kize, imba izwezi pili. Lwe kerize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza, kwa nkufisa, hamo chualo ni mata amsika vona kare. Kana mitukiserize kuvona msevelezo wa imba ye, mufumane lisevelezo ze izwezi pili ze, kakulifa fela mashering alika na $36 million kakweli. Kapa kamikwaye kutesi fafasi ye tatama, 5% machipisa hamungo disari kwerize talu, 10% machipisa hamungo disari kwerize sirela, 25% machipisa hamungo disari kwerize lishumi peri. Muketeri Kwerizo muvata, kulimukone kukala kuikola zende zeo imba imiswalezi fama chipisa. Imba, toku kubukaniri fasi kaufela. Muipe kwa lisevelezo za imba kachenu, kulimukone kuikola zende kaufela.
Wewe, one, we also lose loved ones. So please, please include us. Thank you very much. But because, well, he didn't. Let's just look at this whole. Now, I'm not coming up with any new words here. I'm just going through comments that were contributed by different traditional authorities who also had to weigh in on, and we live in a democratic society. Every motion that we're going to put forth, especially in the public sphere, is going to have, well, comments from both those that agree with you and those that don't agree with you. I just go through the comments of both. Those that agree with your motion and those that don't agree with your motion. Now that we have that out of the way, Davai. Oh, that's my favorite way of saying, let's go. Erongo Widows Association has called on the government to introduce support similar to social grants or disability benefits. Again, see, social grants, disability benefits, they benefit both male, female. Now, moving on. Countrywide, particularly for young widows and those caring for children. Which is a very good proposal. Which is a very good proposal. But did you listen to the Minister of Finance 2026-2027 budget unveiling? We don't have money. She said in a lot of diplomatic ways, guys, we're broke. We don't have a lot of money to go around. So the implementation of this brings about a whole mixed reactions that you'd basically expect coming out of the public. Ukwanyama traditional authority, we'll start you guys. Zambezi will be with you shortly.
Okay. It's going to be...
I'm trying to determine which light am I going to shine, Kavango, on this subject. Because we also weighed in, you know. Which was... Now, let's start with... Kwajimas, gather around. For thou, traditional authority, speaketh on this very important subject. Kwajima, traditional authority spokesperson Andrew Naikaku says... says he does not believe, so don't shoot the man. He's just telling you he does not believe. You can have your opinion, but he does not believe. So, moving on. Because I'm told people have a problem understanding someone's opinion, or someone, you know, he's a spokesperson. Maybe he's just relaying the point of view on the subject of the Kwajima traditional authority. You are allowed to have yours. Just listen to his. I like civic education, so I like to point these things out. He argues that a government already carries significant responsibilities. Now, that sounds like someone who basically listened to the budget unveiling. Who has been listening to budget unveiling going back, I don't know how long. That's how long I've been broke. Now, the government has too many responsibilities already, he says, supporting various vulnerable groups. I feel like I'm saying let's make it inclusive. Maybe let's just go back to why I'm saying let's make it inclusive, as in let's make it a widower / widows type of thing. Because the last thing I want is to, you know, my gender to be dying suspicious deaths because someone wanted a government grant. You have to understand, I'm making that point from a divorce statistics standpoint. The divorce statistics are through the roof. Now, that means if these grants of this nature are not well thought out, people will just be, murdering each other. That way they can get rid of their sweetheart turned sour heart. And they also have access to government grants. Now, we don't want that. That's why I believe we really have to think this through. So, moving on to the Kwajima traditional authority point of view on this. He also raised concerns about the equality, asking whether widowers would also qualify. Excellent. Where do you think I got the idea? Widowers would also qualify. So, inclusivity, people, it's important. I didn't think the whole gender equality idea. He also raised concern about, equality, asking whether widowers would also qualify for similar assistance if the proposals were to be implemented. Now, Masubia traditional authority weighs in with the Masubia traditional prime minister, Prime Minister Raphael Mbala, traditional Prime Minister Raphael Mbala. Now, that's something I didn't know, that there is a traditional Prime Minister in the Masubia traditional authority. Says he does not align with the cultural practice in his community. Now, he decided to speak strictly from a, you know, traditional or cultural point of view, even though the proposal was made for nationwide application. Again, you're allowed to have yours, allow him to have his. Moving on. Bala says, according to the traditions in the Zambezi region, I'm assuming he's going with the Masubia, you know, just mostly on from the Masubia speaking people point of view. Widows and their children inherit property of the deceased husband, which reduces their vulnerability. Okay. That's the part that made me go, guys, as a husband, you cannot afford to be broke, especially if you are from the Masubia speaking people. You cannot afford to be broke, because in the event that you kick the bucket, you must have something to live
to the widow, to the widow and the children. Now, that's from a traditional point of view. Now, let's expand that point of view even further in the name of inclusivity. As a madam, especially coming from the Masubia, the speaking people, you must, you know, you must grind so that in the event that you kick the bucket, Oga husband and the children must also be left with something. Why do you think I was thanking feminists earlier on for gender equality? That's the point I was driving to. Now, we have to apply that nationwide. Before you get married, first of all, stop borrowing money to throw a fancy wedding. That kind of nonsense must come to an end. Now, just make sure you are investing in a lot of properties, things that have tangible value, things that you can leave to the husband or the wife and the kids, just in case one of you goes full Cristiano Ronaldo in a bucket. So, I have to admit the Masubia Traditional Authority, you know, representative comments on that subject, kept calling me, basically told me the reason why maybe getting married now is not a good idea. Because I'm broke. And if I kick a bucket and I'll be leaving someone's daughter dead broke. So, really makes a lot of sense. So, music. Carry there. This is a Jerry Fingers production. To avoid leaving people broke when I die. Yeah, I'm just gonna stay single. So that I don't leave people broke when I die. Kambaka lavu. Especially with the rising in fuel prices because of the Strait of Hormuz. Kambaka lavu. not dangerous yet. Just better than a single to avoid leaving people broke. Oh, in the event I kick the bucket, Kambakala. Moving on. So the point of view of the coming out of the Masubia traditional authorities, I don't know. We don't agree with this whole government grant for widows. I mean, it's a husband's responsibility to make sure they have enough to basically support their family, just that in the event that they kick the bucket, they are not going to leave a generation of broke people behind. It's not easy to pull off in the 21st century economy. And that's hard. Now, the Ukwangali Traditional Authority, the Ukwangali Traditional Authority Chief Eugene Kudumo has expressed a strong Yevgeny. That's not his name. He's Eugene. That's the English one. I just like the Russian version better. Yevgeny. Like even the name sounds violent. That's why I like that language. Eugene. Yevgeny. Holy cow! You got all that from here? Yeah. If you want to sound scary, then learn how to speak Russian. Learn how to speak Russian. Hi, hello, good morning. Hi, hola. Those are the Spanish. And then the Russians comes in. Zdravstvuyte. Eh? All that says hi. You can go with privyet. But that's informal. If you want to go formal, Zdravstvuyte. That's what you're going with. Don't run away. He's not threatening you. He's just saying hi. Formal, das vidania. Goodbye. Or paka, if you want to go informal. Like, the long ones, the long Russian words, all sounds threatening. Gasudarstva means state, like Namibian state. What the heck? Discuss. Absudit. Discuss. Okay. Discuss. Absudit. Huh? Okay. Again, wanna sound scary? Learn how to speak Russian. It's super fun. And the grammar is a nightmare. Because a car is female, a table is male. Now you have to consider all those when you're speaking. It's a, well, look, if you like puzzles like I do, it's a beautiful language to learn. If you don't, yeah, that's not going to come out well. But all in all, beautiful. And by the way, it's also romantic. I don't have time to explain. Man, explain that some other time. I know it's difficult to describe the Russian language as scary, as anything other than scary. Especially romantic is not the first thing that comes in your head. But it turns out it is. More on that, that's a topic for another day. Moving on. Kwangali Traditional Authority on the subject. Kudumo says, in many households, widows are primary caregivers and breadwinners after the death of their spouse. That's true. And it's a good thing, it only depends on the government policy and a government budget, my man. And the policy must be formulated, he says. I hope also that my good man here knows how long it takes the Namibian government to formulate a policy, cybersecurity bill. How long has that been in a bill form? Cybersecurity bill was put together before Moses parted the Red Sea. It's still in bill format. Along with, it's either 10 to 14 other bills that are still in bill format. Things when it's a bill, you can't enforce it because it's a bill. No one have ever, enforced a bill. Consider a bill as half-cooked, we call it nyimo. There's an Ushuwamba word for that. we call it Nyimu. That word just flew out of my head. Well, if you eat it half cooked, it's not going to work out very well for you. So consider a bill is a half-cooked law. It's half-cooked law, with the final chef being the president's signature. And the president basically signs on it, and it has to go through, of course, through the country and the president's legal advisor. That's a fancy way of, you know, that's the attorney general. Attorney general is a fancy way of saying the country's legal advisor. It's a legal advisor, but for the country, it's just fancy. Now, I can imagine the implementation is going to take forever, but I think it will take about 10 years, and we are, by 10 years, I think, 10 years, we're in 2035, 2036. At that time, maybe Namibia's oil and gas industry is up and running. They've reached production phase, and we're making a good return on investment that the extractive industry, especially oil, is known for. Assuming the market still works that way by that time, it just sucks. Now, Mr. Guduma noted that women often carry the full responsibility of raising children frequently under difficult economic conditions. Again, that for me, sort of like falls in line with, to some degree, some parts of that statement falls in line with what's coming out of the Masubia traditional authority of, as a man, that's what I got from the, that's how I'm interpreting the Masubia traditional authority's point of view on this subject. As a man, you better have some tino, before you get married, because just in very case you kick the bucket, you don't leave generations of poverty behind you. That means in the 21st century type of economy, have one wife. Yeah. Have one. Because in case you die, now there are 5 widows. See what you have done? Just see what you have done. Just the death of one person who couldn't stick to one woman. Now they have kicked the bucket. Now the government has 5 widows to take care of. Oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Because you have to understand, if this is implemented, it's going to spill into, does that only apply to civil marriages, or does it also apply to traditional marriages? Because if it's applying for both, then especially when you're looking at it from the light of traditional marriages, polygamy will have to be factored in. That means one man dies, the government has 5 widows to take care of, and 15 children that are now categories under vulnerable children, and you have to factor in disability and all that. My God, that's a can of worms. I'm pretty sure, considering the the latest budget unveiling, I don't think the government is gonna go with that, because the money is the budget. The Namibian budget is like the entertainment budget. It's a tidy way. Oh, Chinzi. Some traditional authorities decided, you know what? We cannot confirm nor deny. So far we got 3 answers. The Masubia traditional authority said, this doesn't go in line with our tradition. I'm pretty sure there are a couple of Masubia women out there going like, what's wrong with these people? Well, the spokesperson has spoken. I know a couple of severe friends that I'm gonna call after this. Just ask their point of view on this subject. So what is your take? Yeah. There's a reason why I'm saying I'm gonna call them over the phone, because I know that in close proximity they're gonna murder me. Like I'm the traditional authority spokesperson. Now. I think this boils down to one thing. Instead of spending money on a wedding, spend money on marriage. If you don't know the difference between marriage and a wedding, perhaps you are married, what the heck do you do? Well,
better late than never, but if you are not married and you don't know the difference between a wedding and marriage, look it up now. Thank you. Because this world we live in, very dangerous. It's very dangerous to be walking around blind, especially with regards to information. Get as much information as you can put your hands on any topic of interest before you, you know, before I play for you this very wonderful song.
Something about the way you smile.
There's something about the way you smile. That's before you get married. Make sure you can make jokes in your relationship, because if there are no jokes in your relationship, that marriage is doomed. I know you're not getting bad, but if you can't do... Look, when it comes to relationship, my point of view have always been, be with someone you can be goofy with. If you can't goofy around with them, you're gonna get bored. Guys, there's only so much getting laid you can do. Especially when it comes to my gender. I can't speak for women. There's only so much getting laid you can do. And in case you didn't know that, ladies, let me just share with you one secret that may get me, you know, kicked out of the men's conference this year. There's one thing that all men, straight men, especially when it comes to the bedroom activity, that all men have in common, irrespective of our tradition, you know, our traditional differences, racial differences, tribal differences, we all have that in common. We are sprinters, not marathon runners. That's why, to keep up with your marathon nature, my fellow ladies, there's one pharmaceutical product that have been invented all across, you know, across time, across, you know, races, across tribes, across cultures. White people call it Viagra. I'm told that some people in, you know, yeah, you know, I'm told somewhere in the northeast, in the northwestern part, yeah. Yeah, in the north, in the northwestern part of the country, they call it Mpesu. And somewhere in the north central part, or towards east-ish, the Kavango, it's called Ngomba. Now, the further east you go towards Zambezi, they call it, Congo Dust or Pombwe. Bottom line is, it doesn't matter which tribe or race a man is. For us to run a marathon, we need some pharmaceutical assistance. Because we're sprinters. For us, 2 minutes, that's a long time. Very long time. So, bottom line is, we are sprinters. We're kind of like cheetahs. A cheetah can go 0 to 60 in like 3 seconds? Or is it 60 or 120? And that thing can go up to 120 kilometers in 3 seconds. 120 kilometers an hour. Huh? That means if you think you can outrun a cheetah, by the time that you blink, it's already eaten you. And at this point, you are just sitting right next to Father Abraham, or you are burning in hell, or you are just somewhere in the grave in waiting. If you are a Seventh-day Adventist. There's a whole idea of hell and heaven burning right now, and everyone in hell is heaven. Yeah, we decided to. That's not what it means. You hear that a lot in scriptural interpretations. Now, we are sprinters. Not marathon runners. If you understand that, it's either you're full of wisdom or you have a very dirty mind. Either way, you're welcome. Something about the way you smile. Moving on.
My whole world stands still for a while. I
think my future has begun. But darling, I think I found a one. Oh, maybe there's no, maybe I know that you're the one for me. And would you be my lady, 'cause you're the only one I see.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, 'cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like, boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
The following show is a playback from Eagle FM podcast.
It's one of those times where I feel like murdering production, but I won't, because I already, you know, went through the part of giving people advice on why you should, why the government should introduce prison tours, because everyone is gangster until you stand in front of the judge. There are no gangsters. I'm here to see a gangster in front of the judge. A featured guys. We're gangster in front of the judge. They are the most humble guys you'll ever meet. Oil rod guys, very gangster until they stood in front of the judge. Then all gangster is, for some reason, I don't know why we haven't learned, but I swear all the prison cases, more like prosecution cases, I've just followed both from documentaries and just real life here at home. Everyone is a gangster. Everyone is a gangster when they are committing a crime, until they appear in front of the judge. Then, my lord, the thing is, hey, okay, my lord, all of a sudden, what happened? I thought you were living, you know, a thug life. Yeah.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, 'cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like, boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.
Get tired of your voice when you call my name. Oh.
for my mama, I made the perfect choice. Find you, but now my search is over. I'll do anything for you, my lover. I'll be the one to hold you. I'll be your man, your soldier. I'll be everything you need and even more.
Welcome back to Mind the Gap, a comedy show. Now, I swear, I'm a comedian. I'm just very good at hiding it in technicality. So, first of all, shout out to those that understand my jokes. I'm told it's not an everyone thing. Then again, I'm told it's not everyone likes politics. And most of my comedy hates either social or politics. And politics is beautiful. It's going to impact you whether you like it or not. A lot of people did not know the Strait of Hormuz until it started impacting them, which is coming out of the political sphere. So whether you like it or not, some people just woke up one morning and went to a service station and saw that diesel is now costing $24. And like, when did this happen? What happened? Who is Donald Trump again? Wait, there's war in Iraq again. Not Iraq, Iran. Wait, there's Iran? Oh, boy. Yeah. Turns out it happens. No, I'm not into politics. Oh, believe me, whether or not you are into politics, politics is into you. Even when you are not into politics, politics is into you without Vaseline. And if you are into politics, whether you are into politics or not, politics is into you without Vaseline. You can live in denial, but politics is just, oh boy, politics is busy. Don't Google the Vaseline part. You're going to need therapy. As if you have a clean mind. If you're a dirty mind, then what Google do you need? You already understand the whole thing. So, let's just go through what we, you know, sum it up before I start, you know, playing DJ now, shall we? I'm so proud of my region. So proud of my region. We were on Al Jazeera, even though our documentary was shorter than the Fish Road one. And it did not have millions of dollars and iPhones with millions of SIM cards associated to it. But there was jumping. And there were also mattress involved. And the, well, there was a cushioned landing. But the good thing is, it happened at a shopping mall. Well, what do you find at a shopping mall? A lot of shops, and some of them sell mattress. So there you go. If that was just an ordinary building, we would not be making jokes about that story. But bottom line is, my region also appeared on Al Jazeera. I'm so proud of us. Let's keep up the good work. And also, let's put in mind, which brings me to my next part. I believe people only plan on escaping holding cells or prison because no one told them or at least showed them what happens if you commit a crime. What happens when one commits a crime? What mechanisms, disciplinary mechanisms the government has in place or the country has in place to hold people accountable when they commit a crime? A lot of them are now finding out and they are having shocks of their lives when they find out that actually, there is no freedom of movement behind bars. It's very difficult to get laid, if not impossible, behind bars. If you are straight, it's impossible. If you are not straight, maybe possible, but sometimes it may come involuntary. Like, it's not an environment that you want to find yourself into. So, prison tours would help a lot of young people. Hold prison tours once a year. Take young people, show them that these are the facilities we will bring you to if you turn into a gangster. These are the facilities this is where you're going to be finding yourself. By the way, that's their kitchen. And those guys will be your roommates. And, that will be your kitchen. That will be your shower. And, soaps are still slippery. And unlike in your shower where you can pick your soap without having to look back. Here, if a soap falls and you pick it up, it's not gonna end well. You know, give them that. We have sex education in school. We have civic education in school. Even when it comes to civic education, we are teaching them, we're teaching our kids about, freedom of speech and all that. We have to expand the civic education syllabus to include prison tours. Just put them on a bus, say, where are we going? I'm going to a torch. Where are we going? We're going to see the Zambezi River. No, we are going to Oluno. Well, don't worry, you are not sentenced yet. You will be if you break the law after this. But we just want to show you what will be waiting for you, on the other side of you breaking the law. Someone pass that message to Joseph Shikongo. I'm sure he will, pass that information. It will be a very awesome crime deterrent mechanism. Because just by researching it on the internet, it already worked for me. Like, I'm at that point where I don't care how many people have surrounded me with cameras. Someone starts with a fight with me, I'm running. Even if I go viral for running and being a coward, I'm going to be outside. I'm going to be taking a shower in my shower and I'll be picking my soap just fine. I'm not going to say, there are a lot of people, let me show them who I am. Stick this one to show them that, I'm not to be trifled with. When people will be saying, that guy's dangerous, don't play with him. Someone is bending you over in jail against your will. Now, I would rather be made fun of when I'm outside than be praised when I'm inside. Inside the holding cell, not the other inside. That inside is also bound to happen when you are inside. Well, you get the picture. Sometimes I'm so proud of how dirty my mind can be. And if you understand all these jokes, you and I, heaven, view ones. I repeat, you and I, heaven, view ones. Erongo Widows Association. They want the government to look into, widows and introduce a widow's grant. Now, it's been proposed that a widower's grant would also come a long way. The point is, a grant for any group, including a breakup's grant. I swear, look, if a widow and widower's grant is introduced, we want a breakup's grant. For 6 months after a breakup, you know, you have to stay at home and basically, well, you know, also have enough money for therapy. A breakup's grant must be a thing, guys. Ha! Because they buy Mjolo. Mjolo will show you flames, especially if you live in Windhoek and Oshakati. Quick break.
Celebrate Namibia's Independence Month with amazing deals at Exodus Investment CC. Get solar lights for just 100 Namibian dollars. We also stock CCTV Wi-Fi cameras, TV mounts, DSTV and GoTV satellite TV accessories, plus replacement remotes for TVs, air conditioners and many other electronic accessories only at Exodus Investment CC. Visit us today at Shop 7 Blockchain Shopping Center in Katutura next to Bank Ventura. We are open daily, including public holidays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for your convenience. Call or WhatsApp 081-31-91-395 and find us on social media. Exodus Investment CC, your trusted store for quality electronics and accessories. Hurry! Our Independence Special runs until the 13th of April 2026. And remember, Exodus Investment CC. We career countrywide. Call us now.
Egameno jomauyerere goko marungura, kalishi ashike upsakadhi wopa uteknika, oliriwo omkundu wopa shigwana, upsakadhi wopaliko, no hashivuro oku ya moshipara uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshinimo mtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvomao vigajo miongo mbalina hamano. Iikondo epangero mahangano wopa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu ithanwa muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa mete. Tekero. Esi kwa milongo mbali naga alisi kwa mbali naga nega apiriri mwavigali milongo mbali naga mano ekara uko Arembush Travel Lodge Movenduka. Oshiparashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopo ungomba ano saiba hejin. Kene una oku ironge kithira o mashongo uko marungura no marongo kekopopeko jerongitho jo marungura na ilu enji koneka o mahangano o handimwe ni kondo mboka tamukatu ma akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukape wa ompi pito yom tugumwe awedhwa pon hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo jom tumba wotungoka otakukakara o VIP cyber gala dinner nuyere lounji wa maisha angitho no mapura apuro kwatathana nayo konoraje tatu imwe onda tu ya tano omgoigeali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarelepo epanja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na. Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back from that very extended break. So, single, not single, First of all, we need to form a breakups association, so that, and the government must start, forget the widowers association, forget the widows association. We need a breakup association right now, and that association, a breakups grant right now. Dear government, please. And that grant must start, from two towns, Windhoek and Oshakati, because these two towns, relationship wise, they will show you flames. And, okay, music break. Before I get myself into that. Now, that's because if you have seen the divorce statistics, that was put out this year, Oshakati and Windhoek are rocking those statistics. Like, we are way on top. We're killing it. So, translation, if you want your marriage to last longer, stay out of these two towns. Thank you for that very free and yet very life-changing, marriage-changing advice. You're welcome. Honest, how many of you, I'm not going to say how many of us, because I'm part of the category of what I'm about to describe in a few seconds, how many of you knew he was saying Romeo and Juliet from the first time you listened to the song? Because I know what I heard. I did not hear Romeo and Juliet. I did not. Okay, I heard a lot of Timbukusho in that song, that's the first thing. And, okay, how many of you had, I'm your Romeo, would you be my Juliet? How many of us had our native language in that song? Instead of hearing Romeo and Juliet, this thing would be the end of us. About Mujolo, no worry about the state of Hormuz and the increase in bread and fuel prices. No worry, just fuels for now. No worry, because Donald Trump is working on it. He has the best solution in mind to make millions, not to reduce the prices. Of course, that's how money laundering works. Turns out it's very easy to launder money if you know the right people. Very easy. It's also easy to go to jail.
Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied. Teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan. Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Para chana kwezi Donda barero a mongunda Uya kui wano terera No gacheta No gacheta No gacheta No gacheta Kwa kteri
Buke kui hayasho La keto la kari Chibwibwili chibwibwili So tapindo tamano Kongita totun Amos kopindo shaman Koti sara tainika Tá rápido, vou atar era barulho.
No worry, no worry. One of my favorite scene from one of my favorite TV show, the sitcom, The Office.
There's a quote, more of a, that was made in the form of a statement, really, that goes something like, I wish there was a time to, I wish there was a way to know you are in the good old days before you are actually out of them. I wish there was a way to know you are in the good old days, because more often we hear people saying, you know what, those are the good old days. Those were the, you know, glory days. I miss those days. Now, the thing is, well, did you enjoy those days or did you just take them for granted? Now, that scene from The Office, where one gentleman, just forgot that guy's name, said, I wish there was a way of knowing you are in the good old days before those days are gone. Now, the governor of Illinois, in his speech, J.B. Pritzker, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. In his speech, it was a commencement speech that was given in 2023 or 2024, somewhere, the way he said, he answered that question in a way that I actually totally agree with. And he says, whenever you are at a place where you are surrounded by people that value you, people that make you smile, people that basically that are very important to your life, those are the good old days. You are in them. Appreciate them. So every time you are surrounded by your homies having a good time, you are in the good old days. Every time you are surrounded by your family members, they may be annoying the life out of you, but those are the good old days. You are going to miss them. You are going to miss. Those are the good old days. Every time you're surrounded by people that put a smile in your face, you are in the good old days. So stop yapping about those were the glory days, good old days. But when you cruised through those days without appreciating them. Put that in mind. Every time you're surrounded by people that put a smile in your face, you are in the good old days. Every time you're surrounded by people that matters the most in your life, people that appreciate your effort, you are in the good old days. Enjoy them.
I'm your Romeo and you are my Juliet. No worry, no worry. Itodul, no worry. Leave me alone.
Manisweka tu mirae. Esizike muze nwinezi na to
wimbei Basha kunishekesa Nota kanga tuto ikete The way we live is so dangerous Bana kumamuli kete The way we live is so dangerous Kuna kumoyo Titi Eka kuhoni kuhose Titi Tiwase posa shwana kumamuli kete The way we live is so dangerous Bana kumamuli kete The way we live is so dangerous Kuna kumoyo Titi Eka kuhoni kuhose Titi Tiwase posa shwana
TM Paradise on the track. The Music Factory.
Kale, kale umunande, iwe wangwene mutu, jamuli nebo, ija wako sendanze. Kale, kale umunande, kona repo, wafika lesa kupada, kusungi umunande. They don't know everyone love and I never think it alone put a
Got it,
you chop only
never
need a lot of seven.
Somebody's son, Tio Savage, 2 minutes left to the hour of one. That means it's a wrap-up time for Mind the Gap here on Eagle FM. Wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for enjoying the music. Of course, I pick the playlist. How can you not enjoy it? And thank you very much for appreciating the humor. I'm just taking my own advice here. Every time you guys are tuned in, I'm living in the good old days. Just put that in mind. Wherever you find yourself, where you're surrounded by people that are able to put a smile in your face and people that you value the most, these are your parents, your siblings, your friends, you are in the good old days. And one of my favorite quote coming out of ancient Persian poetry, a modern day Iran, is a poem by Art of Nishapa. He's an 11th century Persian poet. Of course, Persia is today's Iran. And that's the quote. If you ever heard of the quote, "This too shall pass," is one of my favorite quotes coming out of ancient Persian poetry. That it's a double-edged quote. But let's just take a break. Maybe I'll explain that on the other side. I made a bracelet out of it.
Phew, what a day. Finally on my way home. And hey, the taxi's empty. So much room. Oh no, why is this big guy getting in and sitting on top of me? No, not the mimo with the big bag too. Now I'm squeezed.
Sometimes in life, you just get squeezed. But luckily, with Express Credit's term loans, you can get up to 32,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Dear listener, the following show is a playback.
Again, in the middle of about to commit murder, but I have to take my own advice. But and also that brings us to the end of Mind the Gap for today. Until next week, same time, same place on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. From yours truly here, y'all have a good weekend.